Sugya about eating the non-entity meal on Erev Pesach, Samoch L'Mincha. That's what the Mishnah said. Let me give you a little tip. First tip of the day, whenever you come to two dots, which is explaining the Mishnah, go back to Rashbam to see, just to go over the Rashbam, see what the Rashbam said on the Mishnah, just to refresh yourself. That's my first tip. So we're going to do that. We're going to have a quick look at the Rashbam on the Mishnah. So from the point of Samoch L'Mincha, we don't need to go over the whole sugya. Let's see how the Rashbam explained the Mishnah, and then we go and see how the Gemara explained the Mishnah. We see if they are compatible. So the Mishnah said, "Avit Eretz Sochim Samoch L'Mincha." Right? So says the Rashbam, "Eretz Sochim Samoch L'Mincha." Says the Rashbam, "Mincha Ktana." So it's talking about the second Mincha, yeah, the Mincha Ktana, which is. Mincha Ktana is at 9.5 hours of the day, 2.5 hours before night. So Mincha Ktana. So Kodem, Samoch means Kodem Mincha Mat. A little bit before that. Chatzi Shah, half an hour before Mincha Ktana. So we do that mat, 2.5 hours before night is Mincha Ktana. Add on half an hour makes it 3 hours before night is the end of the ninth hour. Right? The beginning of the tenth, end of the night. The Tchilas Shalat Sirius in the beginning of the 10th hour. Tiznam Tomid Nishchat. And the Mishnah says, how do we get to Mincha Ktana? Where's it made up, Mincha Ktana, Mincha Gdola? Where are these numbers from? So these numbers come from the Mishnah of Dabra Nches. The Pig Tomid Nishchat. Tomid Nishchat B'shloino Mechto B'kor B'tishro Mechto. On Erev Pesach, no, January, sorry. Every Korban Tomid on the general day would be shechted on the 8.5 hour and be sacrificed, currently offered up, Petisho Mechso, Nimso, Mincha Ktana, Petisho Mechso. Now, Zora, what's called Mincha Ktana? Mincha Ktana is defined by when you offer up the Korban Tomid. So Korban Tomid was shechted on the 8.5 hour, and then an hour later there was sacrifices. So that's called Mincha Ktana. The Samach Leah in Chatzi Shah Kodem, the Slay of Shah Shi is the end of the ninth hour, it's Kodesh Shah Shi is the beginning of the tenth hour. Zel. That's the Mishnah Rashbam explaining what is Mincha. Mincha Ktana is explained. Now what's the Rashbam carry on? Lo Yechol Adam. The Mishnah says you mustn't eat, right? What's a Mincha Ktana? Lo Yechol Adam. Why should a person not eat? So a person should eat the mitzvah of matzah of mitzvah, let's say oven. Have an appetite. I mean, the Rashbam is explaining that if the reason is Mincha Ktana, the reason is in order to be able to eat with an appetite. Can't be because of mitzvah of Korban Pesach, because you already shechted it. It must be to do with the din of eating, is a mitzvah to eat matzah, let's say oven, Mishum Hedo Mitzvah, in order to beautify the Mishnah. So, that's the Rashbam on the Mishnah. Right, it's clear? What Mincha are we talking about according to Rashbam? Mincha Ktana. And why did we say you mustn't eat from Mincha Ktana? Samoch Mincha Ktana, why shouldn't you eat?
Should
have an appetite. And why should you have an appetite?
Is
he asking a question? So that's why the tip is to look at the Rashbam. Right? So now let's start again. It's always good to look back at the Rishonim say in the Mishnah, and then you. Yeah, so
the Korban Tomid. And they call it, what they do Mincha Gedolah? Did they do anything at the temple?
So Mincha Gedolah. So why is it called Mincha Gedolah? Why is it called Mincha Gedolah? We'll see that in a minute. Yeah. That's right.
Yesterday.
I think.
Zukatan?
Moshe is asking a very good point. Mincha Ktana is the sign when you offer that because of Tomis. So what's Mincha Gedolah? Right? So another Rashbam now, you'll find it. So, Tomis Mincha. So I know it wasn't on the curriculum, I didn't think to do it, but just to throw out the Or of Chesed is an interesting Or, something which you all do all the time. Why is Mincha called Mincha?
To bring Mincha?
Because you bring Mincha, very good, that would be the answer, because you bring Mincha, but you bring a Mincha in the morning as well. But every Korban you bring a Mincha. So the Mincha of the Korban Tom is, in the morning you bore a Mincha. With the Korban. And in the afternoon with the Korban Tom is, you also bore a Mincha. So both of them you bore a Mincha. So why do we call Mincha, Mincha?
Is it all you do? You don't do anything?
No, you bring a Tom. A Mincha you only bring together with Korban. Generally. But the Mincha that he's referring to is the Mincha that you bring together with the Korban Tom is. So you do that in the morning as well. So you're going to say, no, the king Godel bought a Mincha in the morning. He also bought the Mincha in the afternoon. Mincha Zechavitim was bought both in the morning and in the afternoon. No, yeah. That's so called making a nice assumption you got in the afternoon. Oh. So that's Tate's question, which after it's on the sugar, you can look at Tate's. Interesting, something which I never thought about. The rot that I've been loving Mincha for a good few years. But why is it called Mincha Bechal? So, that's Tate's aura. Ibrahimu. Samach le Mincha Gdil. What? How do you do it? You don't want me to tell you. It's just aura of Tate's. Ibrahimu. The Gemara says, "Bnei Yeshiva asked the Shaila, Samach the Mincha Gedolah Tnan, when the Mishnah says Mincha, is it Mincha Gedolah, or is Ilma, or perhaps Samach the Mincha Ktana Tnan? The Mishnah means Mincha Ktana. So what is Mincha Gedolah? Says the Rashbam, Mincha Gedolah, Mishnei Shoyis Umechton." 6.5 hours Ulamala, that's called Mincha Gedolah. The Haino Zman Afir Tomiz Ha'erev. That's the time when you start doing the Korban Tomiz of the afternoon. That's the time you start doing the Korban Tomiz in the afternoon. That's when you start shechting. That's when you shech.
Okay.
So everyone's asking. We learned this before. That's the 8.5 hour when you start preparing it, and you offer up in the 9.5 hour. So why did it say over here that the 6.5 hours ready to begin?
No,
so what they do beforehand?
They prepared it.
Like what they do for preparing?
Beautified it, they checked it for moving.
That they did 4 days beforehand.
They did it again.
No. Says Rashbam, Kishaato Bo Lang Zimoi, in a time when you have to bring the Korban Tomiz earlier, then they would do it the Shkita earlier. I mean, the general day, they would check, there would be a normal Wednesday, they would check this in the 8.5 hour and sacrifice this in the 9.5 hour. But when there are certain days when they have to bring the Korban Tomiz earlier, so then the earliest time you would offer up, you would check, sorry, the earliest time you would check the Korban Tomiz is in the 6.5 hour. Now, what, when do they have to go earlier? So, this is a Mishnah in Tomei Mishra, the first Mishnah in Tomei Mishra. This is Abnur Nei. Abnur Chech. Tomei Mishra, Bishmoy no Mestor, Bekoi, Betisho Mestor. And the Arvid, Sochim, and Erev, Pesach, when the Jinn is, you have to shut the Korban Pesach after the Korban Tomei. So then it would be Nishrat Then it would be Nishrat B'Shevo Metzah B'Koi B'Shmeina Metzah, because the Korban Pesach has to be done after that. But if Erev Pesach would fall on Erev Shabbos, and then because you would also have to roast the Korban Pesach. Before Shabbos, you need more time. So maybe you'd have to bring the Korban Pesach earlier, which means you'd have to bring the Korban Tomid earlier. Then they would chef the Korban Tomid, the Shesha Masah, and offer it up the Shema Masah, and then they would do the Korban Pesach afterwards, and then roast it afterwards. So that's where 6.5 comes from. Mincha Gedolah comes from the idea that once a year, sometimes, if Erev Pesach is the first day of Pesach is on a Shabbos, so Erev Pesach is on Erev Shabbos, then they would have to bring everything earlier. That's Mincha Gedolah. So, maybe perhaps.
Why is it that if you want to do things for Jesus, that's the first time that obviously you're allowed to do it that over time, why wouldn't that be the first time?
Oh, very good question. And the answer to that is that the thing is that the Korban Tomid has to be the last Korban of the day. It has to be the last Korban of the day, and therefore generally we delay the Korban Tomid until we've done all the Korbanos. But Pesach is an exception. Pesach is an exception that's done after the Korban Tomid. So the main on Erev Pesach you would bring the Korban Tomid a little earlier to give you time to do the Korban Pesach. But generally you would do a minute down of the Korban Tomid. You accept it on the 8th and a half hour, off it up on the 9th half hour.
Where is the Chag of Gezer going?
So we give it for once.
Like before the Shabbos?
Okay.
So it's, is it at noon or noon plus half an hour before the Shabbos?
What? Korban Tomid? Korban Tomid is during the 8th half hour, turns the 9th. It's on Erev Pesach. Korban Tomid is starts from 6th and a half hour and sets on 7th hour.
So it's the 6th hour that you need to
go? Whatever, anytime during the day.
Oh, can you go after the morning?
Yeah.
So, why is Korban Tomid used for their coffee or morning? Because they don't have a system for the whole Shiva or the
community. Korban Shiva, no. It's a Korban Shiva. One Korban Tomid was done in the morning, one Korban Tomid was done in the afternoon. So, back to what we're talking about. So, why should we say it's Soma Chomin Chigdoidot Nan or Mishum Pesach? Because this is the time that the Korban Pesach starts. This is the time when you can start doing the Korban Pesach. Why? What's it got to do with the Korban Pesach? Because you would only chef the Korban Pesach after you've chefed the Korban Tomid. So the time for the Korban Pesach starts after you shechted the Korban Pesach. So says Amishum Pesach. Says Rashbam. Shema Yesh Besuda V'Yisha. Perhaps the verse will say this is the V'Yisha, and I'll be negligent. Miyasu Yisha Pesach. And you won't do the Korban Pesach. So from the time the Korban Pesach starts, that's the time when we are going to be stringent and tell you that you have to stop eating. Zilma, says Rashba, says Gemara, Zilma, also the Mimshach, perhaps you will drag your meal out. And you'll come to refrain the Lev and Pisco from performing the Korban Pesach. So that's one side, is it? Because you'll come to forget to do the Korban Pesach. Or you deal, perhaps some of the Minifiktanot none. It's Minifiktanot. Or Mishum Matzo. And because of Matzo. That what? Silma also the Mechlo. Perhaps you'll eat the Matzo. The Matzo you'll eat. Achila Gaso. A Achila Gaso. What does Achila Gaso mean?
Forcing down,
forcing up.
Not hungry.
So look at Rashi, the second line. Rashi. This is Rashi at the top. We want you to come in with an appetite. That's what we want you to come in with an appetite. Meaning we want you to have an appetite. Let's see the Rashbam. Oy Dilma, the sum of the Minchik Tano. Vainu, the Gemara, the Tisha Sois. Why? How do we get to the end of the nine? So we teach the Shreis the Mestor 9.5. That's the time that we offer up the Tomid all year long, Kishimu Ucha, when it's delayed, the latest time. So Hashtar. Now, at that time of the ninth hour, there's no concern now that there's a risk that you won't do the Kom Pesach. The Erev Pesach, because on Erev Pesach, when the Talmud Kerev Bishloinu Mesel, the Talmud was offered up already on the eighth and a half hour. But Pesach Achav, and then it was straight away offered up the Kom Pesach after that. The Vichav, therefore, in Bo Lechoil, some of them in Chikdano, if you would start eating in the ninth hour, the Aino, Pigmatish, and the end of the ninth, Vikvanish got Pesach, you ready chef for the Golden Pesach. There's no concern about the Golden Pesach. So the reason can't be because of the Golden Pesach. So what's the reason? Adam is from Matzah. The reason because of Matzah. Shleichlena, Achila, Gasta. The student can't eat, and Achila, Gasta. The word of the Gemara. Achila, Gasta. Says the Rashbami's got a kasha. I've just told you something to do with Korban Pesach. Because we already offered up the Korban Pesach. So it must be to do with the Matzah. But even in that could be to do with the Korban Pesach. Because even in eating, what's the problem? You're going to eat Matzah. Achila Gasa. You've got the same problem with Pesach. Also with Pesach you're going to eat Achila Gasa. So you've got the same problem. Right? So what's wrong with keeping to Pesach? Why do we have to move from Pesach to Matzah? What's wrong with focusing on Pesach? Is it Mincha Gdoila? And the concern is maybe you shouldn't shecht it. Or is it Mincha Gdoila? The concern is you won't eat it properly. So why are we jumping from Pesach to Matzah? Says the Rashbam. Oh, very well, that Mishum Pesach. Because of that Pesach is also a concern of Achille Gasa. Even though there's a din that has to be eaten from the Soiba. Achille Gasa Miyah. In Achila, by eating Achila Gasa is not considered eating. Or the Kochim Maziku, the Choshvina Nebi Ramesh, concerning Kochim, we consider him a Mazik. Sunday is Kochim, Achila Gasa is a Mazik. It's not called an Achila Vachlau. He's a Mazik. Then you have to eat Kochim. Something that doesn't eat Kochim, that destroys the Kochim, he's a Mazik. So to me as well. If you eat Achila Gasa, you're a Mazik. So why are we focusing on Matzah? Says Tosfos, Ela Mishum. Says the Rashbam, sorry, Ela Mishum. Teregabi Lechem. Regarding bread, the type of food, have Achile Gasa, Achile Moeses. It's very easy to get to the stage of Achile Gasa. A person very easily will feel, oh, I can't eat more. It's very negeh on Seder night. Seder night, we have to send, we have to eat the mitos, we eat the Korban Pesach on a Seder. So we're going to eat that, we're going to have a good meal. And that time we'll have space to eat more meat. A person naturally is easier to eat meat. But nowadays in Tzareinu we have matzah for Afikoimon. And matzah is very difficult to eat without an appetite. So sometimes a person can eat a meal and it comes to Afikoimon, he possibly can't eat. And he's forcing himself to eat, and he's not making any mitzvah. The achila gaspa is not an achila. It's a mazik. You're destroying the matzah, you're not eating the matzah. So let's make sure on Seder night to leave space for the afikoma. So Mela says the Rashbam, why do we change from Pesach to matzah? Because with matzah is more relevant. With matzah is more negia. A person, we don't want you to eat from the ninth hour on, because if you eat, it comes say tonight, your mutz is going to be a difficult challenge for you. And if you're going to be after the gas, you're going to be able to. That's the first test. Inami. Second test. Why are we talking about matzah and not talking about Pesach? Because Abusa Koma. The Gemara is saying, I've got Abusa, Chidus. We want to talk about Mincha Ketana because it's a bigger Chidus. Rocky Koma. By Dilma Stomach and Mincha Ketana. Even when there's no Koma Pesach. There's no better compensation. They're like an amechus last year. So there's no concern anymore. First one to the compensach, and there's no concern anymore. First one to the compensach. That they are going because there is no compensach. But nevertheless, there's a concern about matzah, and maybe the Mishnah means minchitano because that's the gear bismaninu. The love of Klaus Mishmach is. There is a concern about matzah. That shouldn't be an achila gaso. And that's chayshinam we concerned about. Says the Rashbam. Pshat in the Gemara. Is it tamak l'mincha gdolah? Meaning, is there a concern about Kom Pesach? Or is there a concern about matzah, which is again topsy and on the test? What's the concern on the Mishnah? Is it a concern of a Beis HaMikdash time? Or is it even relevant when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Is it even relevant when it comes to Matzah? I mean, if we wouldn't be Mechadish, this Chiddush of Amin Chiktano, then nowadays it's BFG the whole time. Because Minchas Gdolah is not a Geah, because there's no Korban Pesach. So nowadays it'll be empty the whole year long. All day long. But maybe no. Maybe it's a concern of Minchas Gdolah. Meaning maybe it's a concern of Matzah. And it may not be a Geah Gam also nowadays. Yes, Daniel, you were trying to say that. Everything was good. Right, so Meir, that's the Malach of the Rashba. That's the Pshat of the Gemara. Is it Mincha Gdolah, meaning outside Krovus Koven Petach, or is it Mincha Gdolah, to make sure you have an aspect? It's ready also from the 6.5 hour because of the Korban Pesach.
For the first
opinion, so the way, yeah, the way the second opinion saying it is it Mincha Gdolah because of once upon a time, which isn't again nowadays, or is it Mincha Gdolah because of nowadays? Right? I mean, if it's because of Korban Pesach, we'd already stop already on the 6.5 hour. So if it's our matzah, then we're only going to stop on the 9th of the month. We also ready from the 6.5 hour. We also ready in the 6.5 hour because of the reason Master Shem has gone. That's a very good hour. I'm taking again to talk about this. Yeah, very good hour. No, that's what you said about Philip is not direct attention. I'll be good at all what you're saying. That's after the time of the Korban Pesach, what's wrong with eating them? So it's good at all, we have to come and work that one out. Yes.
How do you read it?
Even with a small amount of eating, you'll get to Achille Gaza.
Bread.
You say it's
a lot.
No, I mean, yes. If I ate a meal,
is it bread?
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, even a small meal will get me, and when I come later on to eat bread, I won't be able to eat it. For me, that would be an achila gasa. By eating a little bit of bread, a little bit of food, that can already cause me that for me to eat bread afterwards would be achila gasa.
And therefore he's not getting matzah.
And therefore we're very concerned about matzah. Right? No. It's not what that's what it means. It means the other way around. The first, why are we more worried about eating a meal on the ninth and up hour? That's what we're discussing. Why are we forbidding you to eat the meal on the ninth hour? Terrence says, because you might come to eat matzah, achilagasa, you might come to eat pesach, achilagasa. So why are we focusing on matzah? Because that's more of a concern. Because when you eat your meal in the ninth hour, you filled yourself up to an extent that's very easy now that you're not going to want to be able to eat matzah. You're going to have to force yourself to eat matzah. So saying in meat, that'd be easier to eat. And therefore, there's more of a concern, there's more of a risk with achilas matzah than kosher. So we're focusing on matzah, because that concern is there more. Okay? And did anyone manage to read the Rashbam? It's a bit hard to read the Rashbam. Must say there were a few letters there that didn't read so well. Perhaps I'll read it again, since I'm trying to fit it in. Rashbam is not known for his eloquence. Some may show him words, some may show him words. He's marich, and sometimes he doesn't read as well as other shows. So let's read it again.
Why does he say,
right. So even eating a little bit beforehand will cause it that you're... That's why it's more relevant. That's why it's more relevant. You know why it's more relevant that we're trying to tell you not to eat the rest from the ninth hour? Because any amount which you eat after the ninth hour is going to affect your eating later on.
The question is, why are you teaching me about matzah first and pesach? Why do you have to come back to tell me?
So why are you teaching me about matzah?
Why are you telling me at the beginning when he ate at the front? Why are you telling me what you can have to do? How the
Because that's the focal point, no? That's it. What's the focus here? When are you allowed to eat? We're forbidding you to eat. That means we're forbidding you to eat after the ninth hour. And we're telling you why? Because of matzah. But the focus which we're focusing on is it's forbidden to eat a meal after the ninth hour, after half past two. Yes? It's forbidden to eat a meal from there. Why? Because it's going to affect your eating of the matzah later. It's also going to affect your eating. Yeah. You won't be able to eat your matzah, the achilagasa. But what did you think it was? One second, what did you think it was? Why are we forbidding you to eat after the ninth hour? Why? Yeah, why?
Now the issue with eating by a smaller quantity than I eat at that time of night will cause me to reach a level of achilagasa more quickly.
What for what? Let's say I do get achilagasa more quickly. What's the problem? I've already eaten my matzah. I have to have a kedai.
A small amount, but achilagasa, which I won't reach the shear that I used to reach. I have a specific shear I have to reach my matzah.
So you're focusing that he's eating a little bit of his matzah and ready achilagasa. And I'm saying it doesn't mean that. It means the meal that you're eating, the reason why I forbid you to eat a meal during this ninth hour, because if you eat the meal then come the night time, you won't be able to eat more. Why? Because when a person needs to eat bread, then he's already full. He also can't do it. Meat he can, and bread he can't. And you're saying that it's the thing that tips the ice, the straw that knocks the camel's back.
According to the way you're observing it, teaching it to us, you know, you didn't have to add the word.
That's why it's more of a concern.
You didn't have to add the word.
See, that's why it's more of a concern. Already with a real effort, it's a concern. That's why we want four addresses. If it be because of boss over there, we have a small meal. But because of bread, we're not going to actually have any meal before after like that. Already a small eating already affects your appetite later. Let's go over that as fast as possible to make sure everyone's got it. Oidil Masala Flamin Chaktan. That's the Koteret. Haino Bigmar Teisha Shoyt. Remember that. And when we talk about Samach Min Chiktana, we don't mean Min Chiktana. We mean Samach Min Chiktana. We mean half an hour beforehand. The Mitzvah, the word Samach means half an hour beforehand. The Mitzvah shows the Mechsel. From 9.5 hours, happens Man, that's the time that Kravas Tom and Shikol HaShono. That you offer up the Kravas Tom in the whole year long. Kishu when it's delayed. Now, now the Rashbam is coming now, in this line here, coming to explain why it must be because of eating and not because of common Pesach. Now, to prevent you from doing the common Pesach, it means that this might prevent you from doing the common Pesach. Lech is not shayef. The Erev Pesach, because an Erev Pesach, I had some in Kovah Bishmuy no Mesa. The Kovah Thomas was shechted in the 8.5 hour.
Good.
And the Pesach, after the Yad, the Kovah Pesach was shechted 2 hours afterwards. So maybe by the end of the 9th hour, the Kovah Pesach is done already.
When he said prevent from doing confessing in his eating is getting him eat.
If the reason why to tell you shouldn't eat because you might not come to do the confessor is not relevant, because it already happened. So it can't be because of that. The Vichoch involved Lechoil Samachamin Chitano. If you want to eat Samachamin Chitano, Dainu Vichmah Tisho, at the end of the 9th hour, Mikvah Nisho at the Pesach, and he said you should have to come Pesach, there's nothing to worry about it. Ain't got lochos. There's no concern. Ela mishum matzah. The only concern must be because of matzah. Shereichelen achilagasa. You shouldn't come to eat the achilagasa. Now the Rashi comes up from this question. Why change from matzah to Pesach? From Pesach to matzah. Min ami mishum Pesach. It's true that it comes to Pesach, but also ikelameiches achilagasa. There's a concern about achilagasa. Now we go to nechal ala seiva. Even though you eat it on, you meant to eat the gom Pesach, satiated. The achilagasa mio in achila. But if you eat in such extent, an achila gasa is not going to be an achila. It's not going to be an achila gasa. But with Kodshim, mazik uzo choshvinale. And in Kodshim, regarding Kodshim, we consider him a mazik. Where? In Yevam Safchet. Government, sorry. Ela mishum, so why are we focusing on matzah? Ela mishum, because the lechem is achila gasa. Because by lechem v'chile gasa v'chile epes, not on matzah. Because by lechem, even a small amount of eating can cause your bread to be a achila gasa. So that's why we're focusing on matzah.
So what does make it?
Huh? No. And I'm assuming that agave lechem, regarding lechem, havachila gasa, eating lechem would be considered achila gasa, even by achila meses, even if you ate only a small amount beforehand, not kept matzah. That's why we mention matzah. Inam yavusa gama. Oh no, it's coming to a bigger chiddush. Rochi gama. By dilma. Or perhaps. Sama kumichiktano. We mentioned the Mishnah Minchiktano, but because that's Nagera, I feel it was Mandeleke Pesach, because that's relevant even if we don't have a Kom Pesach.
The lekker lemeches of the yosol. There's no concern about eating it. The loylas nachilot. There's no concern about eating it. No concern about making it. No concern about eating it. But still, shemachilis matzah miyehika. There is a concern with achilis matzah. The loylas achilis gasa. But that shouldn't be achilis gasa. And that's why chashinim were concerned of eating from the night and up out. So Gemara wants to bring it right. Tosh Shema. Says Gemara right. I feel I give for some mena. Even I give for some mena. So you all. I'm Avinah. I miss that two words. I'm Avinah. Tosh Shema. I feel I give for some mena. Even the king of kifas. So how long he left on the dishes? He would eat his breakfast meal around about the ninth hour of the day. In the ninth hour of the day. As I say, Yoim. On Erev Pesach, the Yechonah Shetechshach. He can't eat his meal. He cannot eat his meal in the ninth hour, and therefore they have to starve until the night. Even Agrippa eats his breakfast meal late in the ninth hour. He won't be able to eat his breakfast meal on Erev Pesach. Why not? Why not? Says Rashba. Agrippa's a melech. Melech. Oh, we have to do another line of Gemara. One second. Another line of Gemara. Says the Gemara. If you say, all very well, that the Mishnah's focus is Samacha Minchik Tano. The Mishnah's somewhere Minchik Tano. Samacha Minchik Tano Tanan. Our Mishnah's referring to Minchik Tano. Haino Rabusei Dagifas. We now understand why we're focusing on Agifas. Even Agifas can't eat. Why? So Agrippas wants to eat in the ninth hour. Not yet. The time is forbidden to eat. So he wants to eat in the ninth hour. If he eats in the ninth hour, he's not allowed to do it. He's not allowed to eat in the ninth hour. Why not?
I'll go into the time
later. I'll go into the time later. It says, Achidosh Kodei Ma'oid. Agrippas to Agrippas. Yeah, maybe Agrippas HaMelech, Melech Kosei was a righteous king, Bimalchei Chashmonai, and he wouldn't eat V'loya Eichel HaShotes. He wouldn't eat his breakfast meal until the ninth hour. But that's the chiddush of Abusei Agrippas. Kolayma, Hainan Abusei, this is the chiddush. Tiktoni Bebreitzel, it says in the Breitzel, Filo Agrippas! Tiafagata Adayin Loi Ochal, even though he hasn't eaten yet. Mizman is loy moto. The time of Isa hasn't arrived. Loy moto kati has not yet arrived. No, the tenth is right. The end of the ninth, beginning of the tenth. So the time of this hasn't yet arrived. Loy moto kati bishal cheese in the ninth hour hasn't arrived yet. And now kati shor until after the tenth, until after the ninth. That's a good reason on our feet. Why not? Mishum the Moshech lay Azman Issa, because he'll continue eating until the Zman of Issa. And therefore, since his meal is going to drag out, we don't let him start. And therefore, Agrippas is going to be his aneh. He's going to have to fast the whole of Erev Pesach. He's going to have to fast on Erev Pesach. He only starts eating in the ninth hour. Come the ninth hour, Erev Pesach, we tell him, sorry Rabbi, you can't eat at all. So when's he going to eat? In the night. So I feel like Agrippas, even Agrippas that doesn't need a breakfast meal, won't be able to eat on Pesach. That's a chiddush if we say it's referring to Minchik Tano. If we say we're referring to Minchik Tano, Minchik Tano, then we understand this chiddush, right? Because the chiddush is that you can't eat, even though you would normally eat a night out. The chiddush for us to take out is when we learn the sugar and dust. Tadi says that sugar we didn't see anywhere clear comes from Yudha. What's happening? You started your meal. You know you're starting the Esther, but you know your meal is going to drag out. You're starting Esther, you know it's going to drag out. If you started your Esther and then comes, if you can continue eating, but anyway, you know it's going to drag out. As Vam saying in the Gemara, that is not allowed to eat. Since you know your meal is going to drag out, you're going to have an appetite for your meal in the night time. You're not going to be able to see him.
At the same time, I started at the same time. My intent is to continue. My intent is to stop.
So that's called starting the ether.
So the brother is saying, well, you might not have an appetite. I mean, you might not have an appetite. I had intention to have an appetite.
No. You might not have an appetite anyway because it continues.
Right. But it continues. Well, we're saying we're allowing it to continue.
Right.
Who
do we allow to continue?
The one who does not have in mind to continue.
Right. So the primary rule is, if you start beheta, chazal didn't forbid it. If you start beheta, they did. Starting a meal with the knowledge is going to drag out, it's starting beheta. Because you know this meal is going to drag out. Because it's beheta.
It's not the time, it's the mindset.
Why is it beheta? Because chazal don't allow you to eat after the ninth hour. So if I start a process knowing that I'm going to be eating after the ninth hour, that's called starting beheta. Because this process which I'm starting, I know with intention it's going to drag out. So this meal is part of a tenth hour meal. It's for business. You're not allowed to start the meal which is going to mean that I'm eating in the tenth hour. Because that's what I'll say, you've got a problem because you're going to be eating achila gasa. So if I start the meal intending to finish in the ninth hour, and then it dragged out, that's another rule. Chazal don't forbid us. Don't stop us from doing something we started bad. So, but if you say, Eli Yomer, Samach Minchin Gdoilat Nam, but if you say, Samach Minchin Gdoilat Nam, I have listed Agrippas. What's the chiddush of Agrippas? He's already also beforehand. So we're ready from the 6 hours it's also to start eating. So what's Hagifas? Hagifas only wakes up to eat in the ninth hour. So what? It's ready after. There's no chiddush in that. Said the Rashbam. Eli Omret, Memin Chigdoyna Lamala, also. Mayapino, Hagifas. What's the chiddush of Hagifas? Hamotar Kvaz Mani Surah. It already came. This Mani Surah. From when this Mani Surah? Because he didn't have breakfast. Boy, the man with his story, he's got a right to do his swim. This has started already from when? From the 6th hour. So this has started already. You know, how many can come to eatings? What's the chiddush of a gift? And my mukach must be through my ministry. This was done. For many, many hours, I was bothered about this. There's a very big difficulty in this Shabbat.
The time of this has already arrived. When did the time of it already arrive? We say so it's a mechta from the 6.5 hour of Eilech.
But Shrikha Lameen, do you have to tell me it's also been there? It's also Mishum. Is it because he didn't eat? Boy, the Mev, and he said he's got a right to be Surim. There's an Issa already. All right, you have to be Surim. From, it's already past the time. Mishlame, if you're talking about when it's Minifek Panov, so the time of it hasn't arrived yet. Because he wants to eat in the ninth hour. The time of it hasn't arrived yet. So the Chedosh, even though the time of it hasn't arrived, you're not to eat. But if it's Minifek Gdoilo, there's no Chedosh whatsoever. No Chedosh whatsoever, because this man of Israel already arrived. If you're sure, when does man of Israel already arrive? If you're Minifek Gdoilo, when does man of Israel already arrive?
It's also
Chiddush,
it's 6.5. It's also Chiddush, it's 12. Same thing.
He started well.
He didn't start.
No, if he would.
But he doesn't. He starts in the ninth hour. No, I tell you, the point that I understand it is the numbers. The numbers don't make sense. When is Samoch Lemincha Ektana? When is Mincha Ektana? When is Samoch Lemincha Ektana? When is Samoch Lemincha Gdoida? Rabbi, you're not thinking.
Sorry.
See, you're not thinking, right? So why do you respond to Min Chitzal and Samach Min Chitzal? It's six and a half. Why does the Rashbam say Hamoto Kvaz Mani Sue Mishesh Umechso?
Should be Shesh.
Mishesh.
Okay.
Very good.
I had this question at the Ramadan, but I wasn't got ahead of it. Ramadan is just Minachidori shows the mess. Say the nature of explaining what Minachidori is. But he is telling you when the Isra is. Hamasa Kvaz Mani Suri Mishay shows the mess. Why is Shesh shows the mess? It should be Mishay shows the mess. It should be opposite to Isra ready from the sixth hour. About the shechting of the Korban Tomid of Dan and Shesh Ametzo. That's called Minchik Doira. But this is Samach Minchik Doira. Samach Minchik Doira means half an hour beforehand. So why does it say Shesh Ametzo? And lo and behold, the Rishash kicked it out. Because it can't mean it. It can't mean Shesh Ra'ah. I was making a stick of toy about it. And then I stick a toy about it. And then Shesh kicked out. Shesh says, and that's the... Okay. So we're going to stop here. I'm going to let you keep going working on the Gemara. Anyone who finishes the Gemara, do it again. Good. Yeah.